11 minutes to 8. We are currently trying to confirm something that has been put to us, that the builder of the apartment block that caught fire this morning is the same builder who built the La Crosse building. A caller says they were declined for a knockback for a loan for an apartment after the bank had issues with the building's cladding. They then went to another bank, which didn't seem to care. Carol brings news.
Oh, hi. We live in the street in Frankston South that has 32 units on the corner that are in, have this cladding. They've been condemned. They're not allowed to park their cars underneath in their car park. They're not allowed to use their air conditioners or heating. The cars are all parked out in the street, and each occupant has been told it will cost them $100,000 to have their units reclad.
Stay with us, Carol. Provide us with some detail. I didn't quite catch what suburb Carol said, did you? South.
I thought she, yes.
Frankston South. Okay, thanks, Carol. Sahil Basin is National General Manager at Roscon. Sahil, good morning to you.
Good morning there. How are you?
Good. So Roscon does building reports, yeah?
We do forensic building defects reports and currently specialising a lot in combustible cladding.
Okay, how much dangerous cladding is there on the outside of apartment buildings across Melbourne?
Across Melbourne generally there's there seems to be a lot, but there's two types. There's ACP and EPS. So one's aluminium composite panels, which is the ones that went up in flames today, and also the ones on the La Crosse building. But there's also another type which is just as dangerous that not many people talk about, which is called EPS, expanded polystyrene, which also caught on fire in a building in Brunswick.
I think to my ear, did the fire commissioner say that Grenfell had ACP as well?
Correct. So that's the same type. So it's called aluminium composite panels. You can buy them in three types, one being 100% combustible type, which is called polyethylene, which is essentially a substitute of or a byproduct of petroleum. Then there's a second type, which is 70% petroleum or polyethylene and a 30% mineral content. And then there's a third type, which is called non-combustible, which has 90% a 90% mineral content and only a 10% polyethylene content. And that is considered to be non-combustible. However, when they're tested against the Australian standard, they are all combustible.
Righto. So I guess the question we would be asking ourselves is, how come there is a building in Melbourne clad in February 2019, clad in the same stuff that was on the outside of the Grenfell Tower, which caught fire in June 2017?
Now, just before we answer that, just to be a bit cautious there, it's hard for the MFB to determine which type it was because they all look exactly the same, the three panels that I've mentioned before.
Uh-huh.
So it is an aluminium composite panel that's there. It's in the exact same location that I've seen this morning. However, there are hundreds of buildings in the Melbourne CBD with the same panel on the buildings, which need to be resolved. And at the moment, the state government is quite frankly dragging their heels with this process. This building was audited. I've just sent you by email a list in 2016 that was completed by the VBA and also the Melbourne City Council, where 51% of buildings were found to be non-compliant that they audited, and this was one of the buildings that were on the list. I believe if the address is between 204 and 240, which I've just...
No, we think it's two. We thought it was 200.
Mm. Okay, well, it's... It might not be on that list, but it's right there. But the material that's there that I can see in the middle of the balconies is aluminium composite panels. However, just to keep in mind that this building is made out of, I would say, 90% concrete by looking at it. It's only around a 10% aluminium composite panel inclusion. The problem that there is on this building is that the aluminium composite panels are stacked one on top of each other, exactly the same as the La Crosse apartments, where the job of a fire engineer is to stop the fire from spreading. So in a normal scenario here, you would, if you're designing this building today, you would have, to stop vertical flanking of fire, you would have every second balcony not to have the composite panel. So you would still achieve the look. However, if there was a fire to start in, say, level 16 like it did today, it would not spread to level 18 because there would be nothing on level 17. So every second balcony would only get this panel treatment. So the way we're designing buildings now is changing based on what we're seeing happen, which is what's just happened today. However, this building, quite frankly, should be made to do a lot of rectification work. One of the examples that I've just given you there in terms of removing aluminium composite panels from every second level. And also, if you have a look on the ground floor of this building on the concourse adjacent to Little Bourke Street there, they've got aluminium composite panels that are wrapped around the external posts of the building. So
okay.
There's a fire in a bin or... Yeah.
Away it goes. Sahil, definitive stuff. Thank you. Sahil Barson, National General Manager at Roscon. We're hoping to speak with the MFB after 8, and we may also grab someone from the cladding task force to ask, is there a list of buildings in Melbourne with combustible cladding on them? We need to remember what we heard from Dan Stevens. Those residents evacuated must now return to a building they've been told is covered in the same material as used on the Grenfell Tower.